Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Long count by Bukic. He's back to pass. He looks. He's in trouble. He gets away. He's still looking. He's going to run. He knocks out of bounds at the 30, about the 33-yard line. It's short of the first down, I believe. It is. Boy, he was trapped back there, got away, and almost picked up the first down at the 33. So it'll be fourth down. Fourth and less than a yard. Now let's see what the Bears are going to do. Haven't sent their kicker in there yet.
Lon, I think this is a smart move. They should punt, actually, because they can lose complete control of the game. They are out in front, and they have to rely on their defense to hold them, but they shouldn't take the chance, because if they try to go for the first down and not get it, the 49ers are in field position to score and get another field goal and possibly win the ball game later.
All right, it's Bobby Joe Green back to punt. He's going to kick. He gets it away. A wobbly kick. Swinford makes the catch on the run and is immediately tackled at the 34, and there's a penalty flag drop up at the 40-yard line. Penalty flag hits the ground up at the 40, and this one will be against the 49ers. It'll be a big one, a 15-yarder. Boy, and that's a costly one. Instead of being up around the 35, they're back at their 24.
Well, I'd rather see the 49ers get penalties like this and even lose, but when they are playing this way, you know they're out to play football. They're out to hit people, and that's what this game is, just blocking and tackling, and the 49ers are trying to be aggressive, and they're doing a real fine job, and they're not out of it yet.
4:46 left. 49ers at their own 24, first and 10. Brody, under the center. John, back to pass. He looks. He throws over the middle, and it's incomplete. Almost intercepted by Pettibone, intended for Stickles. Second down and 10 for San Francisco. 4 minutes, 38 seconds left. Niners come out of the huddle. Park comes out wide to the near side. Crow and Willard, the backs behind Brody. John goes back to pass. He's in trouble. He fumbles. The Bears got it. Obradovich scores. Ed Obradovich picked up that fumble and ran it in. Dick Eby hit Brody, as he was going back, the ball popped out of Brody's hands. Obradovich picked it up and ran it in for the score.
Well, this certainly puts a new complex in this ball game now, Lon. 4:32. They got a long ways to go now to come back to win the ball game with 4 minutes and 32 seconds left in the game. That was a tough strike.
LeClaire to kick. Pass from center is a low one. Whistle's going to run. And he's tackled back at the 10-yard line. The point try is no good. So the Bears will kick off with 4:28 remaining. The Bears now lead it by a score of 30-20. Well,
Well, the 49ers statistically must have all the best of this ballgame, but they certainly don't have all the best of it on the scoreboard, as the Bears have scored on three quick plays here to take this 10-point advantage. Well, that's the unusual way to score for a from an offensive standpoint. The Bears got the big rush on, and they've been rushing Brody quite a bit today, and I think in the starting of the third quarter, Brody was delivering the ball a little bit too quick because of the rush that he was getting, because he was getting clobbered after he delivered the ball. And this makes a quarterback or make a ball player think a little bit more, and it's bound to make you a bit gun-shy. And but then here in this later on, he's been settling down and he's been holding that ball, but that time Brody didn't even get a chance to set. He didn't even see the oncoming defender approaching him. He just got hit, and he just didn't have an opportunity to even hold on to the ball.
4:28 left. The Bears lead by 10, 30-20. Here's LeClaire's kick. High to Alexander at the 5-yard line. Straight up the middle he comes, to the 20, to the outside, to the 30. Trips and falls as he jumped over a man. He had an opening down the side, but as he tried to leap over somebody, he lost his footing, and down he went at the 33. Put it at the 34, first and 10 for the 49ers with 4 minutes, 11 seconds left. San Francisco trailing it by a score of 30-20. Clock moves with just 4 minutes left to play now. Brody at quarterback, goes back to pass. He steps up. He throws long for Casey. Casey makes the catch at the 35-yard line of the Bears. And George Halas is out yelling that Casey shoved off of McRae, as it's a first and 10 for the 49ers at the Bears 34.
That was a little bit of touch of the 1957 season with R.C. Owens, the alley-oop from Y.A. Tittle to R.C. Owens. Casey must have went up in the air about 3 feet to catch that ball. His timing was perfect. Did a great job. That was just like the old alley-oop play.
First and 10, San Francisco at Chicago's 34-yard line. Brody now has Parks to the near side, Casey to the far side. Linebackers bouncing around. And now there are penalty flags as Brody throws. It's incomplete, almost intercepted by Taylor and McRae as they collided. Penalty flags are dropped all over. See what the call is going to be. Incomplete pass. They're still discussing the situation. 3 minutes and 5 seconds remain in the game. The officials still talking and as yet have made no decision. Well, it's quite a conversation. This must be some kind of a fantastic penalty. Offside called against the 49ers. Offside both sides. No, offside against the 49ers refused, I guess, by the Bears. Let's see. Offside both sides. So the penalties nullify each other. So it'll be still first down and 10 for the 49ers. First and 10, San Francisco at the Bears 34. Brody back to pass. Throws for the sidelines. Casey makes the catch, goes out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. So it's a gain of 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4. Stickles coming into the lineup to replace Kramer. 49ers second down and 4 yards to go at the Bears 28. The clock stopped with 3 minutes left. The Bears lead 30-20. Brody has Casey out to the far side, Parks to the near side. Brody back to pass again. Throws over the middle. A great catch by Willard. A one-handed catch as he goes down to the 22-yard line. And there's a penalty, a possible penalty. Pass was complete to the 22, which would be good enough for the first down. But let's see what the penalty call is going to be. It's at the 23-yard line, which would be good enough for the first down. The penalty is going to be against the Bears. moves the ball down to the 11.5-yard line. A personal foul against the Bears. It'll be first and 10 for the 49ers with 2 minutes 38 seconds left. 49ers trail by 10 points. Huddling. Break out of it now. First and 10 at the Bears 11.5. Brody sends Casey to the far side. Park to the near side, and Crow is slotted left. Brody back to pass. He throws out here for Crow. Can't make the catch in the end zone, and a penalty flag goes down. Let's see if this is pass interference called against the Bears. Pass interference call against the Bears. Give the 49ers the ball on the 1 yard line. Be first and goal for the 49ers at the one. Parks goes out. Kramer comes in.
I don't know if you've realized it, Lon, but Brody's been knocked down more times this afternoon than he has all season or last year. He's been getting the devil knocked out of him.
Rowan Willard, the back behind Brody. Casey flanked out the far side. Ends in tight. First and goal from the one. Give it to Willard. He dives in for the score. So Willard takes it in for the touchdown. Tommy Davis will come in to try for the extra point. And what a ball game we've got going here, you.
Well, we're still back in it with 2:38. It's going to be so important now that if the 49ers, as they kick off, for the defense to maintain the offense so that they can get the ball, to get an opportunity to at least come in for a tie.
Tommy Davis will try for the extra point here. Place down, kicked, it's good. So the 49ers have moved it up to 30-27 now. 3-point difference with 2 minutes 38 seconds unofficially left. The clock had been moving during the discussion on the penalty and then did not move on the last couple of plays, so we're just guessing that whether that's right or not. Your Chrysler dealer has gone and made a good thing even better in 67. Besides the economically priced Newport, he's added the Chrysler Newport Custom, a great car. Well, we're back in the same situation we were about 4 minutes ago, Hugh, and that's that the defense has to get that ball back for the offense.
That's right. With 2:38, of course, we're not sure if that's the final time or not, but the big load right now is on the defense to get the ball, and if they do get the ball, it's up to the 49ers to come through to get in for at least a tie. The 49ers, it would certainly not hurt their standings, and they've certainly played a real fine ball game. They certainly haven't quit. They've gotten more penalties today than they have all season.
Tommy Davis to kick. He kicks it deep. The Bears were expecting possibly an onside kick. Arnett fields it in the end zone. Will not try to run it out, as it will be put in play at the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Bears. First and 10, Chicago at the Bears' 20-yard line. So the 49er defense now try to get tough and get the ball back so the offense can have one last gasp. Gordon to the near side. Jones is split left. Give to Sayers on a sweep. He cuts in behind blocking, gets to the 25-yard line for a 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5. Boy, they really turn on the power when they come out there with two men in front of Sayers. So it's a 5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5.
The Bears had great interference going for Sayers that time, but the 49ers pursuit, they moved into position to stop the run, but they just had, the 49ers got more men over there than the Bears had to do any blocking with.
Second and 5 for Chicago at its own 25. Sayers and Bull, the backs behind Bukic. Give it to Sayers, and he gets to about the 28-yard line, but whistles had blown. I don't know if that play will be called dead or not. Moves it up to the 28. And let's see what the call is going to be. It's moved back now to the 25. The play called dead and the two-minute warning given to both benches. So look at the scoreboard with 2 minutes remaining. The Bears 30, the 49ers 27.
There are some really new cars in town. New in every way. They're exciting to look at, breathtaking to drive, and Plymouth builds them all. The new Plymouth Fury has over 24 different models to choose from. They're all just a little longer, a little lower, definitely sleeker, and all sensational to drive. Inside, the Safe Flight instrumentation panel is lighted by non-glare miniature floodlights. The interiors are luxuriously comfortable, featuring deep pile carpeting and costly-looking fabric and vinyl upholstery. Under the hood, engine options range from the standard 318 cubic inch V8 to the Super Commando 440 V8 with twin snorkels for extra zoom. To choose, you have to test drive them all. That's how good the Plymouths are. So go see your Northern California Plymouth dealer today. He has the cars to win you over. Your Northern California Plymouth dealer.
Second and five, Gale Sayers carries and gets a couple of yards to the 27. Clark Miller makes the tackle. It'll be third down and three. The 49ers call timeout to stop the clock with a minute and 53 left. And the cheer you hear is for the scoreboard that finally got the score right. They had the 49ers in front 31 to 20. Then they had it tied at 30 to 30. And now they've put it where it belongs at 49ers 27 and the Bears 30. Big play coming up right now, Hugh, for San Francisco. They can stop the Bears short of this first down, get a hold of the football.
Well, this is a big third down situation of the game. But, of course, with this screen and his fantastic punting this afternoon, as he puts his foot to that ball, he's still going to put the 49ers in a big hole.
Third down and three for the Bears. To give to Sayers, trying to get to the outside. Cuts in, and he doesn't get the first down as he hits down at the 29. It'll be short of the first down by a yard. It'll be fourth down. Fourth down and a yard. And timeout is called. Fourth down and a yard for the Bears. Timeout taken. And let's see, the Bears will send in Bobby Joe Green to kick now. Well, we assume they will. He hasn't come out there yet. Time stopped. The 49ers will have only one timeout. Well, they won't have any timeouts left because they had to take one earlier on the injury, and they've taken, this is the second one they've taken now, so I believe they've run out of timeout. Say your Plymouth dealer is out to win you over in 67 with a totally new and beautifully styled Fury. Test drive a Fury this week. Fourth down and a yard, a minute and 37 unofficially left in this game. Kermit Alexander and Wayne Swinford back, waiting for this punt from Bobby Joe Green. 49ers going to have to be a little alert, too. They ran one from punt formation earlier in the day. Let's see what happens here now as Green waits for the pass from center. He gets it. He's going to kick it. He gets off a high spiral to Alexander. Alexander does not signal for a fair catch, tries to get away and goes backwards to the 30-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the 49ers at their own 30 with the clock showing a minute and 28 seconds. 49ers are not huddling. They're just coming up to the line of scrimmage without a huddle as they are out of timeout. First and 10 at their own 30, 70 yards away. Brody back to pass. He looks. He throws. Long for Casey. He can't hold it. At the 45-yard line of the Bears. Park had gotten free over the middle. Brody spotted Casey and tried to loft one up to him again, but Casey couldn't quite make the catch, and it'll be second and 10. The clock stopped with a minute and 21 seconds. Second and 10, San Francisco. Trying to hit on the big one here with a minute and 21 seconds left. Trailing 30 to 27. Brody back to pass again. He looks, he throws to Park, makes the catch, and is knocked down as he gets to about the 38-yard line. And while he was lying there, Evie came up and belted him again. So it's third down now, and 3 yards for the 49ers. They do not huddle again. They just come up the line of scrimmage with 1 minute left. Brody back to pass. He looks, he throws, and Sickles can't hold it. Casey was knocked down. That was Brody's intended receiver. He spotted Sickles, but threw the ball a little bit behind Monty. Now Kent Kramer comes in. Or Dick Witcher coming in, rather, to replace Casey. Fourth down and 3 yards to go for San Francisco. 54 seconds left. This is their last chance. They got a hit on this one to get the first down, at least. Bosley leads them up over the ball. Parks comes out to the near side. Witcher flanked out to the right. Fourth and three situation. Brody back to pass. He's dropping way back. He's in trouble. A penalty flag is thrown. He throws, completes it to Witcher. He goes out of bounds. Good enough for the first down, but penalty flags were thrown, and I'm afraid it's going to be against the 49ers. It's a holding penalty against the 49ers. They had the first down yardage, but the Bears will take the penalty here to nullify that first down. It'll be a 15-yarder. So the 49ers will have a fourth and 18 instead of a first down. Maybe more than... See where they're going to march it off from. They're going to march it from the 32. So it'll go all the way back to the 17-yard line. They have to go up to their 40-yard line for a first down. So they've got 23 yards to go on fourth down with 46 seconds left.
Well, that definitely was a real costly penalty. That was probably the one that hurt them the most all day, because they still were in good position to get in to tie the ball game, but that penalty really hurt.
Fourth down and 23. The 49ers at their 17. They have to go for it. They have nothing left to do. Brody back to pass. He looks. He steps up. He throws for Casey. He's got it at the 45. He's got the first down up at the 46-yard line. And now the fight is going on. The clock is still rolling, and now time is taken. Fortunato getting involved in a battle. Now Fortunato and Stickles are going at it again. Sickles is backing off, not wanting to get a penalty. The clock has stopped with 33 seconds left. The ball at the 49ers 46. Players milling around all over the place. Fortunato's red hot about something, and he and Sickles were tangled together. Monty did the right thing. He stayed away from that battle. Fortunato's been thrown out.
There's been quite a few situations today that some heated battles could have got started very easily, and but the officials kept everything under control, and of course the other players kept the two individuals that were sparking at each other calmed down a bit. Ken Willard could have easily got thrown out of the ball game early in the first quarter, but the officials were kind to let him stay in, because he was swinging pretty good.
Still time out as the officials talking with the 49ers. Now there'll be a 15-yard penalty assessed against the Bears, which moves the ball down to the Bears' 39-yard line. Personal foul, and it's first and 10 for the 49ers at Chicago's 39 with 33 seconds left. Brody talking to John David Crowe as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Time still out. 33 seconds unofficially left in the game. First and 10 for the 49ers at the Bears 39. Brody has Casey out to the far side, Parks to the near side. Brody back to pass. He looks. He throws out here, and it's incomplete. Tended for John David Crow, and it falls incomplete, so it'll be second and 10. We'll pause for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
On KBEE and KBEE-FM, Modesto.
To 27, the Bears lead. There are 27 seconds remaining unofficially in this game. The 49ers have it first and 10 at the Bears 39. Or second and 10, I should say, at the Bears 39. The incomplete pass. Brody goes back to pass. He steps up. He looks. He throws long for Parks. He can't get to it. So it'll be third and 10 now. Third down and 10. Witcher comes in replacing Casey. The clock stopped with 22 seconds. 49ers can, if they can move in closer, have a chance to tie with a field goal. And if they can get to six, of course, they go out in front. Right now, they're 39 yards away. It'd be a long field goal attempt if they don't get another completion to move in closer. Third down and 10. Brody sends Parks out to the near side. Witcher out to the far side. John back to pass. Steps up, throws to the sidelines, and it's caught by Willard, who goes out of bounds at the 36-yard line, stopping the clock. And now Tommy Davis will come in to try a field goal, put it at 37. This will be about a 44-yard field goal attempt by Tommy Davis. So Davis will try a 44-yard field goal with 17 seconds remaining. Myra to hold. Pass and center placed out. It's kicked. And it is good. Tommy Davis kicks a 44-yard field goal to tie it. Tommy Davis kicking that one right square between the uprights. And with 9 seconds remaining, the 49ers have come back to tie.
Well, I tell you, that was a real fine job. Of course, that one penalty certainly hurt him, but the big catch by Casey brought him out again and put him in position to try for the field goal. That's what you call a real clutch field goal, and I'm certainly happy to see Tommy's leg well again, because it was certainly bothering him early in the season. But that ball was kicked nice and square right down the middle. Beautifully done. And the 49ers are back in it with a tie, and this certainly will not hurt them in their standing. The 49ers have played real fine football today, and the Chicago Bears have played good football. I wish, if it would only be possible to see a football game like this every Sunday, Lon, we'd have a ball.
Tommy Davis is laying the ball down flat on the ground, so he'll kick a squib kick here, moving forward for the kick. He boots it, a line drive kick that bounces off the arms of Gordon, picked up by Taylor back at about the 3. He falls down at the 5, tries to get away. They wrestle him down at the 6-yard line. As the clock is moving now, the officials stop time with just 4 seconds left. The Bears have the ball at their own 6 with just 4 seconds remaining. So it's at the Chicago 6-yard line. Gale Sayers in there, and there's the gun sounding the end of the game. And a look at the scoreboard shows the 49ers 30, the Bears 30.
Move up to Chrysler and take charge all the way. It's a big Chrysler.
Take charge in a 67 Chrysler. More value when you buy, more value when you sell. Latest figures show 2-year-old Newports now have the highest resale value of any car in the medium price class. This year, move up to Chrysler.
you like it, take charge, styling it. Great performance, impressive luxury. Move up to Chrysler. The Take Charge Chrysler. Go drive it at your dealer today.
Well, an exciting football game here at Wrigley Field in Chicago, and certainly, as Jim David just said, when you come back here, it's almost like a win if you can tie the Bears at Wrigley Field, because it was really a rugged afternoon. The 49ers, must have all the better of the statistics. They controlled the game most of the time, with the exception of a period of about 1 minute or so, less than a minute, just seconds, where the Bears scored twice. Once to Sayers, and then after recovering the fumble, the other pass to Jim Jones that scored, and that was what put the Bears out there. But Hugh, I think the 49ers certainly put on a good offensive show here.
Oh, the 49ers should be very proud of themselves. Actually, they had a couple of breaks that certainly hurt them. The two fumbles certainly did hurt them and put the Chicago Bears out in front, but the 49ers are really hitting today. Even with all the penalties, they must have had the bigger share of the penalties against the 49ers. But still, that just goes to prove that they're playing aggressive football, and they really did come out here to win. And a couple of breaks just changed the whole complex of the game.
The 49ers slated to arrive at San Francisco International Airport at 7:10 p.m. San Francisco time on United Flight 131. Now, this is Lon Simmons speaking on behalf of Hugh McElhinney and our engineers, Monty Bancroft and Lane King. This sportscast was produced and directed by Stu Smith. May we remind you that the station to which you're tuned will continue to 24 to 20. Then held the Bears. The 49ers took over the football. John Brody hit as he went back to pass, fumbled. Ed Obradovich picked it up and ran it in for a Bear touchdown to make it 30-20. The 49ers still kept coming. Got back with a touchdown to make it 30-27, and then with just 17 seconds left, they sent in Tommy Davis, who kicked a 44-yard field goal to tie it up, and that's the way it ended at 30-30. We'll be talking to Jim David when we return to our press box review in just 1 minute.
If there's one thing you can't afford to be without, it's an automobile. And with more and more driving on the highways at high speeds, more and more strain is put on every car. But you never give it a thought until a strange, unexplainable noise starts, or the car starts running irregularly, and you can't pin the cause down. If your car is losing power, running jerkily, making a grinding noise, or has lost a gear, your trouble is probably in the transmission. Tradeway Transmissions, 1515 Yosemite Boulevard, at the intersection of La Loma and Yosemite, as a sensible solution to your car troubles. Take your car to Tradeway Transmission and have Bob Davis test your car. It may be that all you need is new seals or gaskets. Bob will adjust the transmission, clean the filter screen, adjust the valve, and replace the gasket for just $8.50. And if you do need transmission repair, Bob will give you the best guarantee you can get and will beat any price in town. Rebuilt, repaired, or new, for a guarantee you can rely on, easy financing, and in most cases, one-day service, go to Tradeway Transmission, 1515 Yosemite Boulevard, Modesto.
Well, our guest here after the 49ers and Bears have tied at 30-all is Jim David. And Jim, I don't know, pretty exciting ball game. A tough way to have to wind it up, having to kick a 44-yard field goal.
Yes, it was. We had a lot of things go against us.
After that, we got some breaks right at the last. It was that's one of those days like the last time we were together after that Detroit game. I don't know.
Well, now today, it was a period of just seconds where the Bears scored on two consecutive plays, actually, to go out in front, and that turned the ball game around right there.
Well, really, where it really stemmed from, and now we got called for defensive holding. Who got held? I don't know. I guess defensive holding, and Kermit Alexander picked, intercepted the ball and made a fine run back of the ball instead of us having the ball down in scoring territory, well inside of their 50. We end up, they've still got the ball and they're down in a position for a field goal or touchdown, and they just come up with a big play. They come right back and hit Jones across the middle. And we had a good defense. Our rush just didn't get there that time. Overall today, we rushed real well, but it was one of those times that Bukidze got outside because we had so much pressure inside on him that he got outside and it was just enough time, by golly, to get the ball off. It was a good play, but it was tough on us.
Well, the thing before coming into this ball game, the Bears were tied. Had the league lead, tie for the league lead, and the fewest times having their quarterback caught. But you got to Bukic quite a few times today.
Yeah, we did a real good job the first half, and we got him down quite a few times and got him throwing balls that he didn't want to throw. And then they come in and made their adjustments at halftime, which, we knew they were due. They were picking on quite a bit, throwing on Randolph, because he's a rookie and it's the first game he started. And we expected that. But we had, like I say, then he got that break and he made the touchdown, and then darn if they don't kick off to us, and then we fumble in there again and come right back with a big play. And this game's a game of breaks this late in the season.
Let's go back now to the ball game and replay a few of the highlights in the second quarter, with the Bears leading the 49ers 10-7. The 49ers got in position to kick a field goal to tie it up 10-10. One of the big plays was by Ken Willard, where it was first and 10 for the 49ers at their own 25-yard line. And here is Ken Willard running this one, and then we'll let Jim David comment on it. Brody has Willard and Crow in the backfield. Casey comes out to the near side as the flanker. The ends are tight. Stickles and Park. Brody pitches out to Willard, trying to get a block, cuts in, cuts back from a man, waves from another one, into the 35, into the 40, still going up to the 48-yard line. What a run by Ken Willard as he bounced off a couple of tackles, moves it all the way to the 49ers 48. Well, Jim, it almost appeared that time that Ken had started for one hole, changed his mind, cut back inside the blocking, and then it was a great individual effort.
Well, I tell you, Lon, the play is designed either to go outside of their defensive end or inside. It's off that tackle's block, our offensive tackle's block. Now, Ken got started well outside, was going to make an outside play of it, and he cut back two holes back inside, all the way back inside, made a tremendous effort, just run over and through people, broke tackles, and it just made a fine play out of it. It was just a lot of desire on his part.
Later on, there have been questions about why the 49ers don't run sometimes out of punt formation. It's happened a couple of times against them. But today you decided to have Tommy Davis run for one, and it picked up a first down. Let's listen to that and then discuss that play. Tommy Davis to do the kicking. He will have to kick into a stiff breeze here. The 49ers have the wind in their face now. At 4:30 left to play in the first half. Score tied at 10-10. Davis is going to run. He tries. He gets up to the 35. He makes the first down at the 38-yard line. Boy, the 49ers gambled deep in their territory that time. Davis had to fake one man out. He did. Got up to the 38 for the first down. Well, Jim, I know that that's been worked against the 49ers, and today you pulled it off in a pretty tough place, deep in your own territory there, too.
Well, it wasn't a situation. We were, I think it was third and four, about third and four, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, 4 yards to go.
Yeah, and
fourth and four, excuse me.
He has the option to run at any time, and we just noticed that end was coming real hard and real hard inside, and the back was cutting our defensive end down to keep them from getting down on their punt returners, and the time was right, and so Tommy has that option at all times to run.
Well, he did it and did a good job there to get the first down. We'll have some more highlights of today's ball game that saw the 49ers and Bears tie at 30-all. Want to return to our press box review in just 1 minute.
This is Bob Considine reporting. I'd say offhand that it's not your idea of a good time to sit on the twin infernos of flame that are the jet engines of a Talon T-38 aircraft. But 23-year-old Johnny Johnson of the Air National Guard can tell you something a lot worse. To sit in the same aircraft at 42,000 feet when those two engines flame out. That's what happened to him over the Arizona desert on a training mission. And with both engines dead, Johnny Johnson had a choice to make. Point that ship to crash in the desert and bail out, or try to ride it down. So he decided to try to ride it down, and he went to work. At 32,000 feet, he entered clouds, and his canopy over his head began to ice up. At 16,000, his left engine fired again, so he landed that plane on one engine. Next time you spot one of those contrails way up in the sky, you might say a quiet thank you, and maybe a small prayer for these men of the first line, first team, the men of the National Guard.
Well, one of the big plays for the 49ers, and it appeared one that might really turn the game around, was Kermit Alexander's interception of a Rudy Bukic pass immediately after the Bears had intercepted against the 49ers. Let's listen to that one. Sayers and Keurig, the backs behind Bukic. Back to pass, Bukic. Has time, he throws over here. Alexander intercepted at the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 25. He's down to the 20-yard line. Alexander, right in perfect position that time, moves the ball down to the 19-yard line, where it'll be first and 10, 49ers, as they exchange interceptions with the Bears. Well, Jim, at looking down at that play when Kermit intercepted, it looked as though there were all 49ers down there. Did you have double coverage on the receiver, or triple coverage, or what?
Well, we did have. We were doubling outside and anticipating breaking out, which he did. The flanker cleared and Ditka broke out, and Kermit picked it up immediately to bring him back out to that side to try to keep you short and throw behind you. But Kermit just felt the play, and he moved in, made it. It was a beautiful play, beautiful interception, and Darnier drove by him running in the end zone.
Yeah, he was running over some people there too. He was dragging somebody with him for about 10 yards there.
He sure was.
But I guess that just goes to prove it. Defensively, if you're in the right spot, sometimes that ball's going to come to you.
That's right. And then Kermit's a good ball hawk anyway, like the one he picked off in the corner later, which could have been the ball game for us, really. We could have won the ball game right there.
Well, one of the big plays for the Bears with a third and 10 situation at the 49ers' 43-yard line, Bukic hit Gale Sayers over the middle, and Sayers ran it in for a touchdown. And put on some great moves. Let's listen to that one, and then maybe you can get sick thinking about it again, Jim. Back to pass, Bukic. 49ers try to rush him. He throws over the middle. Sayers makes a great catch. He cuts back. He'll go all the way. Gale Sayers really putting some moves on two of the 49ers. Made a fine catch and then just ran past them to take it in. Well, that was a big play for the Bears right there. That Sayers, once he gets a hold of the ball out there with some territory, he's pretty tough to catch.
Well, we try to contain him the best we can, and then try to actually keep the ball away from him because he's got good hands. And as you know, when he gets that ball, he can go. Well, we anticipated it was a situation where we were shooting our backers, and our safety had to cover aggressive, and the guy made a real good move and broke in the middle, and Bukic just threw a strike. And golly, as you know, nobody stopped this guy yet. Once he cut the same thing he did against St. Louis and the other people he's been playing against recently. In a short pass, he gets it, and you're not on him, he's gone.
Well, when he gets that room to maneuver, he cuts about as good as anybody I've ever seen.
Cuts at full speed, Lon. I mean, that's the thing. Most people have to slow down or change their speed quite a bit, but this guy cuts at full speed. He's a fantastic football player.
Actually, throughout the ball game, you managed to contain him fairly well, except for that one play, though.
Well, we had a couple plays. He got outside on us one time on one run that opened up for about 10 yards, but most of the day we kept him in pretty good.
Jim, were you satisfied with the performance of the 49ers today overall?
Well, we... naturally, we would like to have won. I mean, it's the way it turns out, but we've got to do better. We did some things today. We were playing with some new men, which naturally the Bears picked on, like I told you earlier. And we anticipated this, and we helped them as much as we could in our different coverages and the defenses we called. So just got to go back to work, and maybe next week we'll have some people well that were hurt today.
I imagine that for poor Alvin Randolph out there today, he felt like he was in a fishbowl, don't you? Getting a start, I thought that's a pretty difficult job.
Especially against the Bears after they lost a few.
Well, Jim, I don't know whether it's congratulations or not, but the way the ball game was up to about the last 20 seconds, it should be congratulations for the tie. Thanks a lot, Jim, for chatting with us, and we'll be returning to our Press Box review in just 1 minute.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.